This is Side A of National Information and Library Service 2003-2004 Annual Report. Producer's Notes. A double tone indicates each new section and a single tone indicates each new subsection. If your cassette player has a cue and a review facility, you may locate these signals by scanning through the cassette in either fast forward or rewind. End producer's note. This recording contains the 2003 to 2004 National Information and Library Service Annual Report. Vision. People who are blind or vision impaired or who have other print disabilities will enjoy unhindered access to published information. Mission. To provide accessible information solutions to enhance the quality of life for people with a print disability. Values. Integrity. We are open and honest with all our stakeholders. Excellence. We strive to be professional in all we do. Innovation. We learn continuously in all we do. Responsiveness. Our actions are informed through actively listening to our stakeholders. Equity. We balance resources to ensure best possible outcomes for all. Message from the Chairman. In the 2003-2004 year, the Board of the National Information and Library Service focused on equipping the organisation to achieve its long-term vision of unhindered access for Australians with a print disability. The service now holds a unique position in the Australian blindness community. It is the only organisation that can offer a depth and breadth of knowledge and experience in a range of accessible information services, whether free library services to clients across Australia, accessibility consulting services to governments and industry, or the production of a wide range of accessible formats such as Braille. Decisions made by the Board have brought into the National Information and Library Service from its parent agencies, accessible information, consulting experience, as well as a suite of digital recording studios at Enfield to augment those at Kooyong. The Board has also placed a strong emphasis on fiscal responsibility in 2003-04. The production department was given the objective of recovering a significant proportion of its operating costs from fee for service work. 58% of costs were recovered by the end of the financial year, representing an income of $1.9 million. The Market Development Department was created with the aims of advocating for more public information to be available in accessible formats and selling the services of Accessible Information Solutions, a range of consulting services in online and print alternative material. This team achieved an income of $746,000 for the year. Recognising the increasing complexity of the organisation, with the associated budget implications, the Board established a Finance and Audit Committee during the year. My thanks go to Mike James for chairing this committee and to all my colleagues on the Board for their time and valuable input during the year. Malcolm Daubney. Message from the Chief Executive Officer. Embracing the digital world. The National Information and Library Service is at the most crucial stage of its brief history. We must move from our historical dependence on analogue technology to embrace the digital information world and all that it can offer Australians with a print disability. Our core service, the library, has circulated talking books on analogue cassette tapes for decades. Now we must gradually replace that collection with material in a digital format on a digital medium. Ultimately, as our clients fully embrace digital technology, we must find ways to offer them the richness of the whole world of digital content. This transition into the future digital library will take several years and will require considerable investment and careful management. In 2003-04, we began the process of designing the digital service model of the future. A project has commenced to create a design concept that will bring together the features and benefits of digital technology to introduce a new level of service to clients. Work is underway to determine the software, hardware, and networking technology that need to be in place to realise this new model. During 2003-04, complementary initiatives were implemented. Digital talking books on compact discs were introduced. a vital component of the future model. It is planned to increase this collection substantially over the next 2 years to replace our four-track analogue collection. We have built our capability to produce digital talking books using the DAISY process. DAISY provides the ability to structure an audio file so that it can be navigated like a print book. DAISY audio brings a richness, convenience, and flexibility to audio reading that has not been possible before. We plan to gradually introduce DAISY titles into the library collection. We have launched our information gateway with www.nils.org.au. This webpage provides clients with access to more than 6,000 e-books and e-journals and is the start of our online services that will be expanded over time as we develop our new service model. Sustainability through direct income. Realisation of our vision as we move from the legacy analogue platform to a digital model will place a heavy cost burden on the organisation. It is imperative that we develop and increase income streams to partially offset existing costs. Moving to full cost recovery for the production of accessible materials and the development of accessible information solutions are the first initiatives in a program to explore new funding opportunities. 2003-04 has been a year of considerable progress towards our goal, but with new challenges before us. I would like to thank my management team and staff and all our volunteers, without whom none of this could have been achieved. I would also like to thank our clients for their constructive feedback and suggestions that help us to continuously improve our services. I look forward to continuing to work together to deliver new and improved benefits for our clients in the future. Jane S. Evans. National Information and Library Service, creating accessible information solutions for all. The National Information and Library Service was established in 1999 as a joint venture between Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and Royal Blind Society of New South Wales. Vision Australia Foundation joined as a partner in the joint venture in 2002 when the Vision Australia Library merged its operations with the National Information and Library Service. The service is now unique in the print disability community in Australia. It is the only agency that is solely focused on providing a wide range of accessible information services directly to or on behalf of people unable to read standard print, whether through blindness, vision impairment or other print disability. We recognise diversity and acknowledge the right of all individuals to have equal access to information. Providing information in accessible formats means ensuring people with these disabilities have access to the printed word for information, entertainment and education in whatever format they can use and fully appreciate. This can include braille, audio file, large print or e-text. The National Information and Library Service provides this information under the banner of Accessible Information Solutions. Services are provided to clients, governments and industry all over Australia from the head office located at Kooyong in Melbourne and premises at Enfield in Sydney. What services does the National Information and Library Service offer? Three key functions focus on providing accessible information for people who are unable to read standard print. Dot point. The Information and Library Service provides a free library service to eligible people with a print disability. This includes the loan of talking books, braille books, audio-described videos, audio magazines and talking newspapers, as well as reference and interlibrary loan services. Borrowers are supported by customer service team members who advise on books and ensure clients receive their preferred types of books and genres. Borrowers also have access to the online catalogue via Visway or the phone-based catalogue through Libtel. Dot point. The production department produces accessible format material in-house including braille, audio, DAISY structured text and audio, large print, e-text and textual graphics. This material is available to clients of the library service and is also provided to companies, government departments, agencies and the education sector on a fee-for-service basis. Dot point. The market development team provides accessible information solutions, consulting services on web and online accessibility and information access, and includes the commercial audiobook publishing business, Louis Braille Audio. These activities are supported by administrative functions, including the management and development of staff, and volunteers to ensure the resources are in place to meet client needs, and strategic planning. The digital service delivery model is a visionary plan to move services from an analogue to online digital platform over the next 5 to 7 years. Why is there a need for alternative format information? Currently, it is estimated approximately 1.8 million people in Australia have a print disability, whether through blindness, vision impairment, a physical disability that prevents a person from holding or manipulating books or to focus their eyes, or a perceptual disability. The National Information and Library Service currently serves almost 19,000 clients each year, or just over 1% of the estimated number of people with a print disability. When looking at vision impairment alone, the ageing population and the fact that people are living longer will contribute to an enormous growth in people with age-related vision impairment, leading to a significant increase in the need for the services provided by the National Information and Library Service. Research undertaken by the Centre for Eye Research Australia and the Australian Bureau of Statistics, (ABS), showed that by 2024, the incidence of vision impairment is expected to reach 800,000, or 6.5% of the over 40 population. In addition, blindness is set to increase by 73% over the next 2 decades to more than 87,000 people over 40. Our team. The National Information and Library Service is fortunate to have on staff a wonderful group of people, like those in the front line, who liaise with clients through the customer service telephone lines and the browsing library, those who work behind the scenes in production, and staff who ensure that books are sent to clients in a timely manner. They in turn are supported by a skilled and dedicated management team committed to ensuring services are up to date and able to continue meeting clients' changing needs. The complexity of client demands can only be met by a team with a range of qualifications and experience, and includes professional librarians, sound engineers, audio technology and information technology specialists, highly trained braille transcribers, logistics operators, narrators and advocacy and sales specialists. In addition, the work of our staff of 145 is assisted greatly by the support and dedication of almost 1,000 volunteers who regularly provide their time to the organisation in many areas of both the library and the accessible material production functions. Our volunteers work across services including circulation, book maintenance, copy holding, administration work, student audio narration, equipment maintenance and local newspaper narration. We greatly appreciate the efforts of our staff and volunteers and acknowledge that without them, the National Information and Library Service could not provide the level of service currently offered to our clients. Senior Management Team. Jane S. Evans, Chief Executive Officer. Libby Sturrock, National Manager, Information and Library Services. Tim Evans, National Manager, Production. Pam Wonsink, National Manager, Organisational Capability. Brian Hardy, National Manager, Market Development. Narrator's note. Each new dot point is indicated by saying point, end narrator's note. Our achievements in 2003-2004. In 2001-2002, the National Information and Library Service developed a 3-year strategic direction, being the first phase in achieving the goal of equitable access to information for all, focusing on 6 key themes, which are to point, understand current and future client expectations, point, seek collaborative arrangements that would assist the National Information and Library Service to achieve its vision, point, optimise digital technology, point, identify opportunities for innovation, point, enhance internal capability, point, establish a positive and healthy culture. Our strategic direction has been supported by a number of significant achievements during 2003-2004, being the last year of Phase 1. Point, consolidation of services and infrastructure, including the Web Accessibility / Alternative Print Solutions Unit from Vision Australia and the Audio Production Unit from Royal Blind Society, which strengthened the organisation's ability to deliver accessible print solutions to clients with a print disability. Point, the successful merger in March 2004 of Christian Blind Mission International's (CBMI) close brackets, client and bibliographic data, and the circulation of more than 1,000 CBMI magazine subscriptions and books to clients each month, adding to the extent and variety of information available for borrowers. Point, initiation of the Digital Service Delivery Model Project to explore and recommend the most appropriate method and supporting infrastructure for online delivery of published material. A project that means the service will be at the leading edge of technology, providing the most up-to-date method of distribution for clients. Point, development and launch of a loan collection on CD with specially designed CD mailer, an innovative and user-friendly method for delivery of information. Point, production of the first library titles in DAISY audio and implementation of a DAISY project with Melbourne University to supply educational text in this highly flexible format. Point, development of the first phase of the NILS Information Gateway, a new web portal providing access to more than 6,000 e-books and journals online, a project which has vastly improved the ability of clients to conduct research and access information easily and quickly. Point, development of strong working relationships with Copyright Agency Limited and key publishers, providing access to a wider range of the latest books. Point, attainment of ISO 9001/2000 quality accreditation, an achievement that signifies value in the service provided for clients, donors and stakeholders. Point, generation of gross income from fee-for-service and commercial activities of more than $1.9 million. Accessible information services from Royal Blind Society and Vision Australia were integrated into a national service, providing accessible information solutions for government, major corporations, community organisations and the education sector. Point, completion of the second client satisfaction survey, which revealed a significant improvement in satisfaction with the collection and overall service delivery by the library. Library services. The library's collection of talking books on tape and CD, braille books and audio described videos covers all the latest release books and magazines and many of the latest movies in alternative formats that people who are unable to read or watch the original version can enjoy. The library is home to approximately 50,000 braille books, the largest collection of braille in Australia, and serves those who are blind, vision impaired, or have other print disabilities. Books cover all the popular fiction genres such as adventure, crime, detective/mystery, historical romance, and suspense, as well as an extensive library of non-fiction topics including Australiana, biographies, history, travel and war. Books are mailed by free post to anywhere within Australia. The cooperation of the Australian publishing community means the very best of Australian literature is available to the blind and those unable to access standard print. Borrowers can also enjoy popular movies such as Chocolat and classics such as Martin Chuzzlewit via the extensive collection of audio-described videos. The library service circulates popular magazines such as the Australian Women's Weekly, Choice and Wheels, as well as local community newspapers, all on tape. Many of these are also available as e-journals via the webpage at www.nils.org.au. Almost 19,000 clients across Australia receive books by post, with more than 10,000 books issued each week. During the past 12 months, more than 4,000 new audio titles and several hundred Braille titles have been added to the collection. Our collection. The merger of the new joint library service between Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and Royal Blind Society with the collection of the Vision Australia Library presented enormous challenges and a great sense of achievement during the 2003-2004 year. Two very different sets of processes, procedures and teams were united to forge an efficient and effective service for clients of the library service. Some of the achievements included: point, more than 80% of all purchases in the top 20 favourite genres, meaning that the types of books that are in most demand were provided at optimum levels. Point, the library sourced more than 263 best-selling and award-winning titles for production in audio and braille from Australian and international publishers as part of a new partnering relationship with publishing houses. Point, record-keeping systems across the three libraries were standardised, streamlining the library's ability to target subjects of interest for clients based on their preferences. Point, a new collection of CDs was added to the library service, offering a new way of reading and enjoying books for people with a print disability. Just some of the books added to the collection during the 2003-2004 included bestsellers like The Bride Stripped Bare, Best of Friends, Kathy Kelly, My Invented Country, Isabel Allende, Shanghai Dancing, Brian Castro, Kathy, Her Own Story, Kathy Freeman, Our Lady of the Forest, David Gutterson, Black Kettle Full Moon, Geoffrey Blainey, Three Dog Night, Peter Goldsworthy, The Messenger, Marcus Zusak, Notes on a Scandal, Zoe Heller, Oryx and Crake, Margaret Atwood, Brick Lane, Monica Ali, Astonishing Splashes of Colour, C. Morell, Temple, Matthew Riley, Mei Er's Last Dancer, Lee Kung Zing, Kid Wrangling, Kaz Cook, Dark Star Safari, Paul Thoreau, Charles Conder, Anne Galbally. Braille Book of the Year Award. Braille is an encoding of language that is equivalent to print and is, to a blind person, what the printed word is to a sighted individual: access to information and contact with the outside world. Excitement, delight, culture, controversy, beauty and pathos can be accessed by the touch of a hand, by arranging and rearranging the six dots of the Braille cell. Through the Braille Book of the Year Award, the Library Service is continuing the tradition established by Tilly Aston and the Victorian Association of Braille Writers in the 1890s of developing the Braille collection and honouring the work of authors whose books have been made available in Braille. The Braille Book of the Year Award for 2002-2003 was celebrated in March 2004. Entries were judged on literary merit, narrative content, accessibility to the broad reading public, relevance to actualities, and Braille translation by a panel representing the library and the Braille community. The shortlisted titles were all worthy of accolades and included Angel in Australia by Thomas Keneally, brackets Random House, close brackets, Matthew Flinders' Cat by Bryce Courtney, brackets Penguin, close brackets, Judgment Rock by Joanna Murray-Smith, brackets Penguin, close brackets, and Almost French by Sarah Turnbull, brackets Random House, close brackets. The winner was Judgment Rock, an atmospheric tale of love, passion and duty set on an island in Bass Strait by Australian playwright and author Joanna Murray-Smith and published by Penguin Australia. Open Days. Coinciding with the Braille Book of the Year Award were two open days held at Kooyong and Enfield, attended by more than 300 visitors. These special days gave the opportunity to showcase the launch of the library's new CD collection and the web page that provides access to more than 6,000 electronic magazines and e-books. Clients also had the opportunity to experience books formatted with DAISY. These books can be navigated, bookmarked, and searched in a manner never before experienced by audio users. Accessing the online age. In an effort to keep pace with changing technologies and the dynamic needs of customers, a new website has been developed offering easy access to the library's fledgling digital collection and its established collection. Access is via links to the Visway Library Catalogue and to the library's digital content. The website, which can be found at www.nils.org.au, provides easy access to more than 6,000 current e-journals, including popular magazines, technical and specialist journals, and best-selling e-books. The new web portal presents a whole new way of finding news and information. The system allows for traditional search functions by starting at A and reading to Z. For example, a visitor to the site who wants to read the Australian Women's Weekly can simply go to the alphabetical list and retrieve a copy of the magazine in accessible HTML format. However, the new technology allows for a more advanced method of finding information in the digital database by searching for keywords. This is a matrix environment where the visitor can move seamlessly between multiple resources, creating an explosion of information. So, for example, a particular current affairs topic can be searched and all articles matching that query across a multiplicity of resources, from newspapers to magazines, will be retrieved. The word is spreading on the potential for e-journal and e-books, from people accessing AFL results in the daily newspapers or the extremely popular Dolly magazine and Australian Women's Weekly, to students accessing research information or clients who are thrilled to be able to read the latest medical research journals. The future of the web portal is challenging as customers become more educated about the benefits of accessing information online and they learn about the potential for tapping into an unlimited amount of information in accessible format. Library user groups. The library service recognises the value of input and advice from clients, those who, for a range of reasons, access and read talking books or braille books, or enjoy audio-described videos and CDs from the collection. This very important contribution by clients continues to shape the organisation and the services it provides. The library staff currently meets with three groups of clients, two in Melbourne and one in Sydney, with representatives from Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. The groups meet to provide feedback to the library about the needs and concerns of clients and act as a conduit of information to and from the library. Some of the achievements of the groups include, point, conducting a pilot study of the new phone and internet catalogues and providing feedback to management about possible enhancements, point, assisting in the design and packaging of a mailer regarding the new CD collection in preparation for the library's CD book launch, point, providing initial feedback on the digital services delivery model to help to plan for the changing technology. National Information and Library Service Statistics 2003-2004. Clients. This is a table. Three columns. First column, state. Second column, 2003-2004. Third column, 2002-2003. State, ACT, 0304-213, 0203-184. State, New South Wales, 0304-6214, 0203-6286. State, Northern Territory, 0304-56, 0203-46. South Australia, 0304-1136, 0203-750. Victoria, 0304-8591, 0203-6628. Western Australia, 0304-108, 0203-36. Queensland, 0304-2132, 0203-1511. Tasmania, 0304-275, 0203-243. And finally, total clients, 0304-18725, 0203 15864. This is the end of the clients table. Collections, titles, three columns, in years, audio four track, 0304 7381, 0203 7598. Audio two track, 0304 15460, 0203 13775. Braille, 0304 9604, 0203 13187. Audio described videos, 0304 328, 0203 296. Audio compact discs, 0304 736, 0203 235. And the total for collections and titles, 0304 33509, 0203 35091. Next table is circulation transactions, three columns, format, the year 2003-04 and 2002-03. Audio four track, 0304 256003, 0203 431752. Audio two track, 0304 374397, 0203 22926. Braille, 0304 22043, 0203 15200. Audio described videos, 1455, 0203 1711. Magazines, 0304 76635, 0203 48755. Talking newspapers, 0304 81600, 0203 83336. Reference print, 0304 561, 0203 136. Audio compact discs, 0304 857, 0203 nil. And the total circulation for 2003-2004 is 813,551, and for 2002-2003, 603,816. This is the end of circulation transactions table. Production services table for Kooyong and Enfield for the year 2003-2004. Kooyong, audio master hours, 2,041. Cassette copies, 119,042. Braille master pages, 114,012. Braille copies, 132,539. Large print masters, 111,674. Large print copies, 436,991. Disc masters, 10,198. Disc copies, 13,998. For Enfield for 2003-2004, audio master hours, 4,598. Cassette copies, 317,946. Braille master pages, 37,805. Braille copies, 1,119,522. Large print masters, 14,791. Large print copies, 229,452. Disc masters, 18,176. And finally, disc copies, 21,080. That is the end of the production services table. Accessible format production. The National Information and Library Service Production Department is the leading producer of accessible format materials for those unable to read standard print. During 2003-2004, efforts were focused on improving the quality and productivity of accessible materials, delivering on commitments to customers, developing new formats, and ensuring the service meets clients' needs. In addition, production systems were reviewed and processes standardised nationally to improve productivity. A production database and order tracking system were introduced that enhanced communications with customers and improved our ability to deliver projects on time. Also during the year, the audio production unit of Royal Blind Society was merged into the production department, adding significant audio production skills and capacity to our total operation. The team has started producing library books and some Louis Braille audio books. Highlights. Point. As part of the drive to provide a quality product, quality accreditation under ISO 9001-2000 was achieved at both Kooyong and Enfield early in 2004-2005, with much of the work to achieve this successful result undertaken during 2003-2004. Point. Our work on the production of DAISY titles is unique in Australia. In trialling DAISY books, positive comments have been received on the quality of sound and the compression of an audiobook onto one compact disc. This was very popular as it reduced the number of items to handle. Some features particularly appeal to clients, such as the ability to know how many unread pages were left in the book, bookmark functions, and the ability to skip chunks of the book. More books will be produced in this format during the coming year. Point. The organisation is a participant in the DAISY Consortium through membership of the Australian New Zealand Accessible Information Group. Point. Significant progress was made in using synthetic voice programs for the production of audio materials. Point. A major focus in the year was analogue to digital conversions, with more than 100 titles converted from analogue to digital at Kooyong and Enfield. At Enfield, capacity is being developed and the aim is to produce 500 to 600 titles in 2004-2005. Point. Production of the Project Nexus Scheme Booklet, a document outlining the terms of the proposed merger between the Royal Blind Society, Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind and Vision Australia Foundation. This involved the production and distribution of 1,600 cassettes, 80,000 braille pages, 64,000 large print pages, 341,000 standard print pages, and 127,000 e-text pages. In total, approximately 650,000 pages were produced in under 3 weeks, and almost 4,000 packages were produced. Point. The Australian Braille Authority, part of the Roundtable on Information Access for People with Print Disabilities, is considering the Unified English Braille Code, brackets UEBC, close bracket, for adoption as the Australian code for braille production. As a member of the Roundtable, National Information and Library Service has identified 6 staff to be trained in the new code and will produce trial materials for discussion, including personal support materials, newsletters and library books. Accessible Information Solutions. During 2003-2004, the Accessible Information Department of Royal Blind Society joined with the Market Development Team to form Accessible Information Solutions, brackets AIS, close brackets. AIS makes available information in accessible formats so that people of all abilities can access the written word in their preferred format. Work includes identifying and developing the most appropriate accessible information solutions, web accessibility consulting services, and training on disability awareness, accessibility, and customer service. Information provided in accessible formats has included bank statements, government letters, and booklets, timetables, brochures, and share prospectuses in braille, audio, large print, and e-text. The Accessible Information Department also works with organisations to ensure their websites and online services are accessible. Accessible Information Solutions won more than $600,000 in contracts to produce accessible information in 2003-2004. A further $400,000 was earned from consulting and training in accessible web services. Web accessibility workshops were run in every state and in Canberra, providing in-depth training to ensure websites meet the W3C International Standards for Accessible Design. Some 250 web managers and developers attended these workshops. Louis Braille Audio, giving voice to great Australian books. Louis Braille Audio, brackets LBA, close brackets, was established in 1993 by the Braille and Talking Book Library, later known as the Vision Australia Library, to produce a range of unabridged Australian audio books. The aim was to provide much-needed Australian content to educational and public libraries offering services to people with a print disability. LBA was launched with 18 library titles. Now this business has released more than 500 titles in audio format with sales in excess of 55,500 books. A steadily growing number of overseas orders has been received, many generated from the webpage www.louisbrailleaudio.com. Highlights for 2003-2004. Point. 36 adult titles were released, ranging from Australia's preeminent author David Malouf to one of the greatest living storytellers, John Cleary. Point. The top-selling adult title was the lively memoir of Ian Cameron, ABC broadcaster and former minister in the Hawke government. Point. Another significant title was Out of Darkness by Zoltan Torey, an amazing, uplifting and life-affirming book of one man's story of his life with blindness. This book has since been shortlisted for the National Biography Award. Point. LBA was commissioned to produce the audio version of The Main Inheritance, selected for the Queensland One Book, One Brisbane. Point. 36 books were released for children and young adults, many of which have since been awarded numerous literary awards. Dash, Dragon Keeper by Carol Wilkinson, won the CBCA Younger Readers Award and the Aurelius Award for Younger Readers and is shortlisted for the Queensland Premier's Literary Award. Dash, Fly a Rebel Flag, The Battle of Eureka has been shortlisted for the New South Wales Premier's History Award, which is a significant achievement for a young adult author. Dash, a junior young adult title, The Boys of Blood and Bone by Melbourne author David Metzenthen, was selected by the American Library Association as an essential book for all audio collections. This demonstrates that our books now proudly stand alongside the large multinational publishers. This is the end of Cassette 1, Side A. Reading continues at this point on Side B.